Enda Brady remains in Italy this afternoon. Buongiorno.
Ciao, Wally. Come stai?
Tu come stai? That's about it. That's about the end of my Italian. So.
Bene. Molto bene, grazie.
Molto bene, grazie.
Listen, can I just say something, Ollie?
Go ahead.
Social media. Get off it. Don't listen to it. The events of the last 6-7 hours, if I had a dollar for every time my phone has beeped in the last 7 hours, social media, when there is something magnificent and huge and news-wise astronomically big that happens to the royal family, Buckingham Palace will tell the Press Association, which is a news agency, a verified, bona fide British news organisation, the Press Association will tell the world, not someone on Twitter who heard something from a mate who was gossiping about a rumour, who heard a whisper, who tweeted it, and now we're all speculating about it. So that's that covered.
Yeah, OK, well, we'll move on. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, has had a pop at European politicians.
Yeah, she's not happy at all. And this is what's leading the bulletins in the UK. Theresa May is very angry. She feels that politicians in Brussels are trying to influence and interfere and meddle in the forthcoming UK elections on May the 8th. And the gloves are off. She's quite angry that some details of a Brexit dinner she had last week were leaked to the German newspapers. And she came out with a very strong statement outside Downing Street, basically saying, you know, butt out of British politics. This is our business.
Now, the murder police have arrested 4 people over the death of a Dorset businessman.
Yeah, God. 61 years of age, shot dead the other night at his property at St. Ives in Dorset. The victim of a burglary. He was shot and he died in hospital. 3 men and a woman now helping Dorset police with their inquiries. Full murder investigation continuing.
Yeah, very scary story indeed. And the Royal Mint has admitted a few problems with the new £1 coin.
Yeah, this is amazing. Such fanfare about the new £1 coin that was launched just a matter of weeks ago. It was supposed to be criminal proof, counterfeit proof, and very, very sophisticated and well made. We now learn in the morning's newspapers in the UK, the middle bit has been falling out of some £1 coins. Quite how much force you need to whack a pound coin with and why you'd be doing it to make that middle bit fall out is beyond me. But it has happened to a few people.
Yeah, huge error indeed. And you are, of course, in Italy for the Giro d'Italia.
Gets on the way tomorrow. 100th edition of this famous old cycling race. Gets underway in Sardinia, which is where we are at the moment. We're currently trying to track down the team Sky Boys. They've gone out on a little kind of training ride just to stretch their legs. These top pro cyclists, they're just such fit men. They really, really are. And I'm just looking at my cameraman, Matt, and I think we're lost. But they told us they were going to be in a village and we could get them cycling by. Problem is, there's lots of villages in Sardinia, so we may have to go to the pub and await further development.
Yeah, go to the pub, that's a good idea. Otherwise, get on your bike and go find them.
See you tomorrow, Ollie. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Thanks, Enda. Enda Brady on the line from the UK. 4 minutes to 5.